The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday. It's April the 30th. Good to have you with us today. We have two very talented young people with us today from Rockbridge High School, and they are just bursting at the seams to tell us all about the Rockbridge High School Theater Showcase. Now, what is the Theater Showcase?
Basically, it is the two different acting classes from Rockbridge, the Acting 2-3, which is basically advanced acting, and the musical theater classes are putting on a two-hour kind of collection of scenes from different plays and musicals.
So you're doing 2 hours of how many different plays and musicals?
It's about 2 hours of 10 different shows, 5 musicals from the musical theater class and 5 plays from the acting class.
That's got to be hard to do, isn't it?
A little bit. What it does, though, is normally when you do an all-school show, some kids get leads and some kids are in the chorus. But this way, because every student is getting graded on their performance for the class, it's kind of like our final project. So it showcases each student. So each student, depending on what scene and when they're in, has the lead role and the spotlight for an extended period of time.
Does it seem like that puts a little more pressure on you doing it that way?
It's definitely kind of the culminating event, and so we definitely all feel like we need to make this good. You know, we're going to have a lot of parents and friends that are going to come out and see it,
right.
And of course it is our grades, so
right.
It's a big deal.
And it's almost like you're doing summer rep also, because you're in two, are each of you in two different productions?
Yes, he's in several, and I'm
How many are you in?
All together, I think I'm in 5 of them.
Okay, I don't think I introduced you. We have Lauren Puckett, who's sitting right next to me, Lauren Puckett and Troy Guthrie. I was so excited about talking about the production, I forgot to introduce your name.
No, we're here, it's all
yeah,
good.
Yeah, well, we're glad to have you with us. So you're in five? 5 different productions?
Yes, I'm in both of the classes. So most of the kids from the acting class, just to kind of fill out, are all in the opening number and the closing number. So I'm in both of those.
So you're acting and you're singing?
Pretty much.
Okay, what's the most difficult?
We're doing a scene from an old kind of 20s musical called Crazy for You, and I have to tap dance and sing at the same time. And I've acted all my life, which is great, but I've never danced before. So
you have to tap dance and sing at the same time.
Yeah, so learning how to do all that in a month has been a big challenge for
me. And Lauren, what about you?
Well, I think the toughest thing for me is I am playing this kind of older, crazy woman who's this psychic. And so she has this kind of gypsy side to her. And so she's obviously quite different from my actual self. So it's been really, really fun.
You don't have that gypsy side of you?
Could you tell? No, but it's been really interesting getting to just kind of be crazy and wild with lines and everything.
So do you have to use a different type of dialect, a different dialect when you're doing her?
The show itself was written for British actors and actresses, and so while we're not using British accents, because we'd probably butcher them, to be completely honest, it's hard to do transfer American to British, but we are definitely using a slightly more formal kind of dialect and way of speaking, and then my character specifically, I kind of go all across the board. I go up here and then down here, and so it's fun.
So is it hard to get into character?
I think it depends on, you know, it depends on your mood that day, first of all, when we're just rehearsing. And I mean, if I'm being completely honest, but when it really comes, you know, push comes to shove, each and every one of us are good at just being like, we got to do this. We are this other person, you know.
Okay. Okay, do you feel you take the psychic home with you sometimes?
Occasionally, you know. I'm sure my mother would agree with that.
All right, and Troy, your favorite character that you're doing with this?
You know, honestly, I get to be a hippie in the closing number, because I'm in the musical theater class, this other boy and I get to sing all the solos in a song called Hair, from mm-hmm. Hair the Musical.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, while it's not really a scene, it's not really, I just kind of get to be free and dance around and be a hippie.
Besides doing the tap dancing and singing at the same time.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. You want to give us a synopsis? Can you do a little clip of one of your characters?
Yeah. My biggest acting scene is, it's called Off the Map, and it's about this young couple just out of college. The whole scene, they're stuck in Antarctica, but their location is kind of a metaphor for their marital problems. So it's a chill in the marriage, so they're stuck in the cold. What happens is she runs off saying she's going to go try to fix everything. She's kind of a very organized fix-it-up girl, and he's kind of a beer-drinking party guy whiner. And
that's you?
Yes, that's me.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm just kind of in a lull, and this talking penguin comes on and explains, you know, how he met his wife. And
the talking penguin?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Starts talking about animal instincts, and at first this guy's kind of like, this penguin can talk. What's he doing here? But they become friends after a little bit, and they start socializing a bit, and he explains how he met his wife and how having his marriage has been one of the best things in his life, and how this guy needs to get off his butt and, you know, start figuring out what he's doing and go find his wife and be with her. She comes back and it all kind of works out happily ever after. And what ends up happening is the girl standing there has no idea what's just happened to this guy that he met this penguin, and he starts taking stones and building a nest like a penguin would around his or her mate. And he builds a stone nest around her, and this penguin is off in the distance, and he's looking at him with binoculars, and he just kind of goes, "Ugh, what strange birds they are." And that's kind of the tagline that ends it all up. But it's a fun scene.
Yeah. Well, it really sounds like a lot of work, but it sounds like a wonderful evening. 2 hours, 10 different productions, mm-hmm. 30 students, all acting and singing and tap dancing their hearts out, right?
Exactly.
When is it running?
It's this Friday, the 3rd, and then again Saturday, the 4th at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you only got two times to see it. Mm-hmm. Friday night and Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you got 20 seconds to try to convince people to come, in your own words, why should they come to see this?
I mean, I'll just say real quick, these students have really, really worked hard, and I think each and one of them has a really special place for acting in their hearts, and they want to show it to everyone. They, you know, we like enriching people with a story.
All right. It was a pleasure, and you've enriched my day, both of you.
Thank you
so much for coming by. All right? Let's see. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about Walk a Hound, Lose a Pound, and we'll tell you that our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Lawhorn, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you'd like to hear this program again, or if you want to watch it and see these kids, go to kbia.org, sign up for a free podcast or podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.